From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond. My name is Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with one of the earliest compositions of Georges Bizet, his Symphony No. 1 in C. Bizet began work on the symphony on October 29, 1855, 4 days after his 17th birthday. He completed the work approximately 1 month later. This was a student assignment at the time. Bizet was studying at the Paris Conservatoire under composer Charles Gounod. Although material from the symphony was used in some of Bizet's later works, he evidently had no interest in publishing or performing the symphony in its original form, in its entirety. In fact, the work remained quite unknown, as Bizet made no mention of it in any of his letters, and it was even unknown to some of his earliest biographers. His widow, Genevieve Alévy, gave the manuscript of the symphony to Rinaldo Hahn, who left it to the Conservatoire Library, and it was in that library that the manuscript was discovered in 1933. One of the earliest British biographers of Bizet, Douglas Charles Parker, gave the manuscript to Felix Weingartner, who would go on to conduct the first public performance of the work, which took place in January of 1935. The piece was hailed as a youthful masterpiece and has gone on to become a standard piece in the Romantic repertoire. The symphony is in four movements: Allegro vivo, Adagio, Allegro vivace, and Allegro vivace, respectively. This is a 1976 recording, the New York Philharmonic, under the direction of Leonard Bernstein. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music of a young Georges Bizet, his Symphony in C from 1855, at a time when Bizet was just 17 years old. Allegro vivo, adagio, allegro vivace, and allegro vivace, respectively. As performed by the New York Philharmonic under the direction of Leonard Bernstein. Yes, in addition to his abilities as a composer, Bernstein was also a frequent orchestra conductor. This is from an LP released on CBS Records as part of their Great Performances series. The recording from 1976, this album from 1981. And the album contains not only the Bizet Symphony in C, but also works of Sergei Prokofiev, his Classical Symphony in D major, and two other shorter pieces. This material has been issued on CD by Sony Classical. Unfortunately, the material has since been pulled from the Sony catalog, and as of this program's recording anyway, the album is unfortunately out of print. You are listening to Classics and Beyond, where we turn now to a fine example of third stream music, that is, combining jazz improvisation with elements of European classical music. We'll turn to the album Sketches of Spain, a collaboration between trumpeter Miles Davis and the British orchestra leader, conductor, composer, Gil Evans. The album was released on Columbia in 1960, material recorded in late 1959 and early 1960 at Columbia's 30th Street Studio in New York City. We'll listen to the adagio movement of the Concierto de Aranjuez, a concerto for guitar and orchestra of the composer Joaquin Rodrigo. Miles Davis heard the Concierto de Aranjuez and was so moved by the adagio movement that he played it for Gil Evans, who copied the music directly from the record as he had no access to a copy of the score for the piece. As such, this inspired an entire album based on Spanish classical and folk themes. The album received a great deal of praise and criticism. A lot of jazz critics at the time dismissed it as a curiosity and a miserable failure. And Joaquin Rodrigo himself was not impressed by this arrangement of his concerto, but he certainly had no problem with the royalty checks that came as a result of this album. Miles felt that the softer you played this movement, the stronger it got, whereas if you attempted to play it louder, the weaker it became. Miles Davis featured on both trumpet and flugelhorn with an 18-piece orchestra conducted and arranged by Gil Evans. A fine example of third-stream music, the adagio movement of Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez, featuring Miles Davis.
Thank you.
the Adagio movement of Joaquin Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez, as performed here on trumpet and flugelhorn by Miles Davis with an 18-piece orchestra, arranged and conducted by Gil Evans. If you are familiar with the original concerto for guitar and orchestra, you might have noticed something different about midway through this performance. Gil Evans added an original chorus, which has no real connection to the Concierto de Aranjuez. This is the opening cut on the album Sketches of Spain, released on Columbia Records in 1960, with subsequent CD reissues. Other material on the album includes music of Manuel de Falla, Will-o'-the-Wisp, from his ballet El Amor de Brujo, as well as the Spanish folk song The Pan Piper, and original work by Gil Evans, inspired by Spanish folk melodies. Again, a fine example of third-stream music, a semi-jazz, semi-symphonic arrangement of the Concierto de Aranjuez. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell, and to close out the hour, we'll turn to another example of classical music fused with another musical genre, in this case, traditional English folk song, as we have a fantasia on Greensleeves, probably one of the best-known English folk songs, its origins believed to be dating as far back as 1580. This fantasia from 1934 is of the composer Ralph Vaughan Williams, arranged by Ralph Greaves, and it's performed here by the English Chamber Orchestra under the direction of Daniel Barenboim.
Thank you.
An orchestral fantasia based on one of the most famous English folk songs, Fantasia on Greensleeves, music of Ralph Vaughan Williams, arranged by Ralph Greaves. That arrangement from the mid-1930s, the recording from the mid-1970s, a 1975 Deutsche Grammophon LP, containing music of three different English composers: Ralph Vaughan Williams, the Fantasia on Greensleeves and Lark Ascending. William Walton is represented by two short works from his score to the film Henry V, and there are several pieces here by Frederick Delius, including two pieces for small orchestra. All of the material played by the English Chamber Orchestra, Daniel Barenboim conducting, and the album also features the violin artistry of Pinchas Zuckerman. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. You have been listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions for the program, you can send email to qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And also, feel free to visit our blog and website, where you can find much more info about the show, full program playlists, and streaming audio of full episodes. All of that is available for you at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. I am Jake Longwell. It's been a pleasure. I do hope you enjoyed the selections, and I look forward to your company again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.